of the Lord singing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. You are all welcome to the arena of liberty today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Viewers around the world, we want to thank you for joining us for another Sunday Live service. Coming to you from the Synagogue Church of All Nations, Lagos, Nigeria. As you join us by faith, you will be captured for the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please have your seat. Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, my name is Bose. I'm a Nigerian, and I'm one of the evangelists in training under my father in the Lord, Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua. There are no natural words to describe it, except to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Yes, we are going to the Word of God today. Tell your neighbor, it is time.
It is time.
Yes. In life, you will all agree with me that the world seems to be upside down. Sometimes, we Christians do not always have it the way we expect it. Those who are rich, in every sense of the word, know that life is a learning experience. It never stops. I mean, life is a learning experience. My father and the Lord, Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua, says, in the university of God, however brilliant you may be, you will not be given double promotion. You will take every course, because each course serves a purpose. Which course are you in? And what purpose does it serve you? People of God, remember the fisherman Peter. Because Peter was to be a source of blessing to his people, he had to taste disappointment, failure, and want at the seashore. Because Joseph was to be a source of freedom to his people, he had to taste dry pit, slavery, imprisonment before his final destination at the throne. Because Daniel was to be a good leader, he had to taste injustice and persecution. Because Hannah was to have the mother of miracle, she had to taste barrenness before her great child Samuel was born. All they went through were merely courses in the university of God. I mean, the school of praise and persecution. People of God, put yourself in the position of these great heroes of faith. Oftentimes, the situation they find themselves in were in direct conflict to the promise of God in their lives. Remember, if gold must be gold, it must pass through fire. As gold is tested by fire, so also human character is tested in the furnace of humiliation. What situation are you in? Are you frustrated, lonely, or weak? As a child of God, there is one thing you must know. Your future may not represent your present situation. I mean, the situation you are in now may not represent your present situation. Yes, people of God. As a child of God, you have to be strong. Remember the victim in the lion's den is different from the victor on the throne. The condemned man in the furnace, we are different from the justified in the flame. The prisoner in the pit is different from the deliverer in the palace. Therefore, those who are fighting without, yet filled with fear within, I am here to encourage you. Worry not. You have a friend, the Holy Spirit, who will defeat fear for you today. He is a God who never dodges crisis. What is your crisis? It is a mere challenge to your God. Trust in God, and you will never be devoured. And that will take me to my message today. Trust in God. Tell your neighbor, trust in God. Trust in God. And my proof text shall be taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10 to 16. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, 10 to 16. You can find the book of Daniel after the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament. People of God, are you there? Yes, the book of Daniel, chapter 6, 10 to 16. I'll be reading 10 and 16. Verse 10. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he has done before. 16. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you." Yes, people of God. May your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you. Daniel's trials did not make him to lose faith in God. Rather, they made him to pray the more. His experience of last time was to be in the lion's den. But the Bible says that Daniel had a look of faith at his situation. As he was being led into the lion's den, he saw redemption. He saw freedom. Such is a man of faith. Daniel's faith was tested seriously. When Daniel rose from the lion's den, he was not only saved from those dangerous lions, but also kept for a new level in life. His status was elevated, and his relationship with God was taken to another level. He received the future he desired, and not the future he feared. For the reason that Daniel trusted God in his hour of adversity, his God became known as the God that rescues and delivers. Say hallelujah. Fear is a more deceptive enemy than Satan himself. When you are faced with fear, we on our own part should learn to trust in God's help, so that those whose primary interest is to make you feel ashamed with themselves be ashamed. Many today fear many things. People fear this, people fear that. I would like to ask you a question, sir. What do you fear most?
Sin.
Glory be to God. I'd like to ask one of our mothers, yeah? What do you fear most, ma'am?
Death.
Yes. If you ask people today what they fear most, they will tell you the uncertainties of the future. Many today invest in all they have in financial institutions for fear of poverty tomorrow. They keep entering relationships for fear of loneliness tomorrow. By tomorrow, I mean the mysteries of the events to come, the uncertainties of life, those things that make men fear. It could be the fear of sickness, failure, or death. Many have surrendered to their fear while their heart dreams of miracle. The Bible says, fear is a thief of faith and hope. Fear changes focus. Fear weakens one's desire and determination. Fear causes our faith to faint in the face of life's uncertainties. That is why I see people moving from one ministry to another, from one denomination to another, from one religion to another, because they face crisis without faith. The reason is because their life is centered on the pains, cares, and entanglement of the world, not on the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Yes. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, 13 to 14, Moses told the Israelites, don't be afraid. In other words, overcome your fear, for the one who is with us is greater than all the forces of the adversaries against us. Hallelujah. People of God, everything close to Jesus Christ receives attack from Satan. That you choose to serve the Lord in truth and in faith, therefore does not mean you will not encounter hard times when they come as a true Christian. Be calm and be determined. For beyond that situation lies God's promises for your life. The more sensibly you feel your hard times, the more sensibly you feel your trial times, the more sensibly you feel your hour of adversity, the better improved you become in your relationship with God. Tell your neighbor, the more sensibly you feel your hard times, the more sensibly you feel your trial times, the more sensibly you feel your hour of adversity, the better improved you become in your relationship with God. A real Christian should emulate great biblical characters such as Daniel, Joseph, Job, Paul, and Silas. The apostles of old were able to overcome their tests and trials because they were conscious of their faith, even under the tension, pressure of persecution. Their heroic example of faith has inspired the church throughout history today. They were strong because they relied on God for stronghold, for refuge, for vindication, and for salvation. Tell your neighbor, they were strong because they relied on God for stronghold, for refuge, for vindication, and for salvation. In God's hands, there is freedom from fear, security of God's presence, and spiritual protection for those who trust in Him alone. Yes, people of God. Miracles and wonders are wrought in the name of Jesus Christ, not by repeating the name of Jesus Christ as a spell or good luck charm, but by believing in it as a divine revelation of grace and goodwill to men. Two things are required for this kind of belief the Bible is referring to here. One, openly professing your relationship with Christ. Two, totally depending on Him for everything. In other words, when the goings are good, Jesus is the Lord. When the goings are tough, Jesus is the Lord as well. On the contrary, today, many will confess Jesus is the Lord only when things are going on well with them. When there is money in the pocket. Yes. And when there is food on the table. But when things seem to go contrary to the expectation, they say, Jesus, be cursed. But I'm here telling you today that no matter the situation you're passing through, Jesus is the way and not a way. Jesus is the truth and not a truth. Jesus is the life and not a life. Therefore, let your faith be constant. Tell your neighbor, let your faith be constant. For it honors God for you to believe in Him while every sense contradicts Him. You should see your hard times as a reason for believing God. just as to see your good times as a reason for believing God as well. For the purpose of life sees beyond the joy and the pain that you receive. The Bible says that as a Christian, we are faced not by a choice, but challenged to our faith in God. If it were to be a matter of choice, we would have resolved it by adopting alternative human strategies, which do not guarantee our future. Remember, human alternatives have the habit of disappointing their owners, just as their ways of postponing evil days. People of God, what are you facing in your marriage life that is giving you sleepless nights? Ask Anna in the book of 1 Samuel 1 and 2, and she will tell you that our lives are in God's hands. When you put your problem in God's hands, He will put His peace in your heart. Tell your neighbor, when you put your problem in God's hands, He will put His peace in your heart. Yes. What are you facing in your career that is giving you chronic headache? Ask Daniel in the book of Daniel 6, and he will tell you that the secret of his success was his constancy in prayer. Daniel was constant in his faith. His consistency and faithfulness are a challenge to all Christians today. I mean, we should emulate him. The result of his faith did not only affect his emotion, but also the realm of his mind. He knew the situation was meant for his belief. He believed and trusted in God's help. My father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, says, "The God who raises the dead is our choice." Hallelujah. Trust in yourself and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and family. They will die and leave you one day. However, trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You will never be confounded in time or eternity. I'd like you to sing this song with me. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
I've learned to trust in God.
Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Please have your seat. Yes. When you trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will never be confounded in time or eternity. The Bible says, Daniel said nothing in defense of himself, but simply left all to God to rescue him. But today, when we are passing through an unpleasant situation, we begin to instruct God in which way to go without bothering to know whether that situation is meant to glorify His name. Daniel never said, "I will save myself," but he had the firm confidence in God's ability to deliver him from death and in death. This kind of faith Daniel exercised, we take everything Christ says and does in simple faith and put the best construction on it. Life or death made no difference to Daniel when it comes to the matter of security, because God's security goes beyond the grave. As a Christian, whatever unpleasant situation you're passing through, God is aware. Tell your neighbor, God is aware. God is aware. And he will not allow anything to happen to you out of his control. Yes, people of God. When you find yourself in any situation that stands opposed to your faith in Christ Jesus, don't murmur. Don't despair. Don't doubt his sufficiency. Never doubt God's ability to put you over, because victory obtained in Christ Jesus is victory assured. The rest is history. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Viewers around the world, there is hope. Jesus Christ is the hope. Our God is powerful, faithful to those who trust in him alone. Yes. God requires your faith in order to reveal his mighty power to heal, to save, and to deliver. But today we are unfaithful to God. That is why it seems God is powerless in the face of our mountain. Yes, the encouragement the king gave to Daniel was to trust in his God. Even the king left all to God to rescue Daniel. And truly, his life was preserved by miracle. The king came to believe that God is not far from those who worship him in truth and in faith. God's government and authority are incontestable. His power and majesty are enough to support his authority. Praise the Lord. Yes. You cannot be known or promoted until you pass your test. Your test qualifies you for a promotion. Yes. Your promotion qualifies you for a reward. And your reward increases the flow of your joy. Say praise the Lord. Yes. Whatever situation you may find yourself should not prevent you from praying. Rather, it should make you pray the more, fast the more, and trust in God the more. I'll take that again. Whatever situation you find yourself should not prevent you from praying. Rather, it should make you pray the more, fast the more, and trust in God the more. Tell your neighbor, trust in God the more. Yes. To conclude this message, what are you facing that is giving you fear, pressure, and tension? Is it sickness, failure, setback, poverty? Fear and insecurity dominate a life without faith. People of God, the Bible says that by faith, your fear is defeated. Tell your neighbor, by faith, my fear is defeated. Yes. People will challenge you, question you, try to get you off track. Do not act out of character. Trust in God. Those who bless God in their trials will be blessed by God through their trials. Tell your neighbor, those who bless God in their trials will be blessed by God through their trials. Yes. And those who make God their source shall find him sufficient, and their happiness shall remain permanent. I would like you to bow your hands. We want to pray. Right now we want to pray. And I would like you to repeat after me. Oh, Holy Spirit. through whom all things were created, create in me a new life and a new beginning. Give me the grace to make decisions, to create the future I desire, and not the future I fear. May God bless His word. In the midst of your heart, thank you.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.